better than I think anybody thought they would be, and Bruce has done, you know, he's backed it up. People had wondered about Bruce when he got the job, and I said, you know, I've known Bruce since the late 90s when he took the Southern Illinois job, and I saw the influence that he picked up from being with Gene Cady's right-hand man for almost two decades. I know he can coach, and now you start to see some signs, and you've got to have the athletes as well. There's got to be a combination. You can't just coach them up, or your Air Force or Army, and yet you've got to have the athletes. Now you start to see some blend going on when a Marcus Foster starts to do what he has done. And the other thing that Bruce has done is defensively, the way they play defense and the approach that they've taken fits in perfectly to the new rules and the way the game is being called. If you look at the top teams right now in college basketball, look at Wisconsin, look at Syracuse, they have a defense that's built in for these rules. For example, I don't know why you would extend your defense at all beyond the three-point line and be as susceptible to ball screens. And the way Bruce approaches it, and he's so solid defensively and has been throughout his career, it's made all the difference in the world. Because right now, they're tough to score upon. And I almost call it kind of a quasi-Wisconsin approach. And unless you hit shots over the top of him, they're in rebounding position, they don't get susceptible to ball screens, and on the offensive end, they're getting some, you know, more things done all the time. So he's done a masterful job, quite honestly. And as he gets more and more players into the system, it's there's only reason for optimism and to be excited about it.
And as we've seen, the guys that he's got into his system, do you buy into a lot of the pressures to recruit? Some of the kids out of Chicago and Illinois really did hurt him, and that was a big reason for why things went downhill there?
Well, he had good players. Now, people think that he inherited, you know, Bill's guys, and Billy Clyde Gillespie was part of that recruiting of the team. And I sat there and watched that game the night that he lost to North Carolina and St. Louis. But you've got to recruit the right kind of guys. I mean, Chicago, I'm sitting here tonight, I'm at Loyola, so I'm right in the middle of it. I mean, to the public league, the suburbs. I mean, Chicago's it's a really an interesting story as far as basketball recruiting. And we sit here and put four stars and five stars on guys who don't end up being players at all. And I don't know what Foster was. Was he like a three-star?
He was a three-star, yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'll take a whole team of three stars if it's Marcus Foster. And some of the five stars don't, because the evaluation process is mainly done in the AAU circuit. And that's I understand how important it is, and I get all that. But it's not exactly a perfect laboratory for what you funnel into in college basketball, if you catch my drift. It's a whole other show we can do sometime. But I think it's finding the right guy regardless of stars. And yet you've got to have athletic enough guys. You can't go out and be Air Force and try to win games in the Big 12. It just doesn't work. So Bruce knows that. I saw him have athletes at Southern Illinois. I saw him have athletes that he got at Illinois himself with his staff. And I think now he knows the right kind of guy to go get that's going to fit his system, and yet he knows they've got to be athletic enough. It'll be interesting to watch this transpire. They're not done winning games this year in the future.